The Mustang Radio Network has a continuing interest in providing its listeners with information about non-athletic programs at Cal Poly. As a result, the network is again providing a series of brief program capsules as a regular halftime feature of 1970 Cal Poly football game broadcasts. This fall's halftime segments are designed to acquaint listeners with the reorganization of the college's academic programs into 7 major schools. We're also discussing new educational efforts of the college. Our series began with a discussion of Cal Poly's new extension program in mid-September. This afternoon, we're going to finish up our visits with the deans of the various academic schools that make up the college. Our guest for this afternoon is Dr. Clyde Fisher, Dean of Cal Poly School of Science and Mathematics. Dr. Fisher, we're happy to have you with us. Perhaps at the outset of this afternoon's visit, you could tell our listeners just what departments make up the School of Science and Mathematics as it's now composed.
We're organized into 6 major departments. Alphabetically, they are biological sciences, chemistry, computer science and statistics, mathematics, military science, and physics.
Now, I know, Dr. Fisher, that all of these departments do not have individual degree programs. Could you tell us which have undergraduate programs?
All of our departments offer the bachelor's degree, bachelor of science programs, with the exception of the military science department. That department offers the instruction that provides the basis for the ROTC program in the Army Reserve.
That leaves you then with 5 departments that offer bachelor's degree programs.
That's correct.
Now, do all of your departments have graduate programs now, Dr. Fisher?
No, only the Biological Sciences Department at the present time, with a Master of Science degree in Biological Sciences, and the Mathematics Department offer graduate programs. The Math Department has 2 graduate degree programs. The first is the Master of Arts program, designed primarily for those students who wish to go into junior college teaching, high school teaching, and related activities. The second is the Master of Science degree in Applied Mathematics, which primarily prepares graduates for entry into industry, business, government, but also provides an excellent base for those who wish to pursue the doctorate at another institution.
I believe you mentioned before we began our visit on the air this afternoon that one of your departments, one of your curricula, has an accreditation by a national association.
Yes, in the academic fields, there are very few separate societies that actually accredit programs. In fact, in the programs included in the School of Science and Mathematics, there is only one professional society that offers an accreditation review, evaluation, and service, and that's the American Chemical Society. That society did review our curriculum in chemistry, the qualifications of the faculty, the equipment, the facilities, and the success of the graduates, and has accredited our chemistry curriculum. And we've recently been reaccredited as a result of a second review.
Now this, of course, Dr. Fisher, is in addition to the general accreditation of the college by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges.
Oh, yes. And in addition to the general accreditation of our programs by that agency, all programs that participate in the preparation of students going into public school teaching are visited and inspected by an agency or visitation committee of the State Board of Education. And each of our departments is involved in the preparation of students for teaching credentials.
Dr. Fisher, I've heard you discuss with others from time to time some new programs that are master planned for the School of Science and Mathematics, and I believe one new program that's scheduled to begin next fall.
Yes, the academic master plan for the college includes actually 2 programs that are shown to be offered beginning in 1971 at the earliest. The first of those is the Master of Science degree in Chemistry. The second is the Bachelor of Science degree in Statistics. then reaching into the future a little farther, but also included on the plan is a Master of Science degree in computer science in 1973 at the earliest, and a Master of Science in physics, for which we think perhaps the 1974 would be the earliest that we would be ready to initiate such a graduate program. Some of the other departments are considering additional degrees, but we have not pursued those to the point that they are actually presented for approval in the academic master plan as yet.
These, of course, Dr. Fisher, are efforts to keep the programs of the School of Science and Mathematics and, of course, of Cal Poly viable and up to date with our current society.
Well, very definitely. The general level of educational background required for many entry jobs requires now the master's degree. And if we were not looking forward to raising the level of instruction, we would be denying many of our students the opportunity to take meaningful jobs and start meaningful careers upon graduation from the institution.
Dr. Fisher, the clock that we're looking at tells me that our time is up for this afternoon. I want to take this time to thank you for coming by and telling us a little bit about the School of Science and Mathematics and its programs and just what it's doing in the educational community at Cal Poly.
I'm only sorry I don't have more time to talk about our excellent school.
I am too. This has been Don McCaleb reporting. We'll return to Cal Poly football following this announcement.